This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Decute, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. Last year, MasterCard formed the Priceless Planet Coalition, which unites the efforts of consumers, financial institutions, merchants, and cities to fight climate change. The Priceless Planet Coalition continues to expand and now includes more than 50 members. Collectively, the coalition has committed to the restoration of 100 million trees. I'm going to say that again, 100 million trees. Planning is already underway for the restoration of 1.2 million trees right here in Africa. Added to that, this Saturday is World Environment Day. The important day is celebrated annually on the 5th of June every year and is the United Nations principal vehicle for encouraging awareness and action for the protection of the environment. Today, on this week's show, I'm joined by Mark Elliott, Division President of MasterCard Southern Africa, and Peter Ndunda, the World Resource Institute expert, to chat about this incredible initiative. Mark, Peter, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Really, really excited to have you here and to explore more about this incredible initiative. Mark, I must ask, what exactly is the Priceless Planet Coalition?
So, Brent, the Priceless Planet Coalition unites the efforts of consumers, financial institutions, merchants and cities to fight climate change. So about a year ago, MasterCard decided to bring together all these different constituents, consumers, companies, sustainability organizations, experts and people all over the world to unite and fight climate change by pledging to plant 100 million trees by 2025. So as a technology company, we've always been focused on interconnectivity. And this is a powerful moment in time for building a sustainable society, economy and planet, which is what we hope to achieve with the Priceless Planet Coalition.
I love the concept, and the number is so vast, 100 million. But why is restoring trees so important to MasterCard?
Look, climate change impacts you regardless of who you are. But the effect on those who are at a social or economic disadvantage could be catastrophic. When we created the Priceless Planet Coalition, it wasn't to just inspire change in terms of climate change, but also to be a force for good, to ensure people, communities, businesses, and the planet can thrive. The PPC has a restoration model that's not just focused on planting trees, but also on regrowing forests and geographies with the greatest need and the most potential for a positive climate, community, and biodiversity impact. So in Kenya, for example, we're planning to restore 1.2 million trees that would be a mix of native species. So, you know, trees are a cost-efficient, nature-based solution for mitigating the impact of greenhouse gas emissions. And sustainable forestation projects really help reduce the occurrence of climate-related disasters, such as fires and flooding and trees. They help clean the air that we breathe, filter the water we drink, and provide habitat for wildlife. So it's important to note that planting trees doesn't replace the need for companies to reduce carbon emissions, invest in energy-efficient workplaces and operational processes, but it's another part of that narrative and a part of what we feel is terribly important at MasterCard.
Well, I love the fact that you've gotten involved and initiated this campaign. I believe there is nothing more important than looking after our home, where we live. I must ask, you mentioned Kenya, but where are some of these coalition projects taking place around the world?
Yeah, so good question. So in Kenya, at the Makuli Mzee Landscape, we're planning to plant 1.2 million trees. And these will be a mix of native species, including fruit and fodder trees. Reforesting is important in catchment areas because it can help to store more water within the soil, which in turn regulates its release into rivers and streams. Food production will also be improved. The catchment restoration will create reliable sources of water, and the planting of a mix of high-value fruit trees will create crops that can be consumed locally and sold to markets. Also, further afield in Brazil, we're focused on protecting and restoring the Amazon and the Atlantic forests. These will have an enormous impact on climate and help to safeguard the greatest biodiversity and freshwater reserves on the entire Earth. This vital project will aid in the preservation and restoration of local and regional water cycles. And then Australia. So in Australia, we're looking to revitalize communities in the Southern Tablelands, Riverina and Western Sydney, impacted by the 2019 and 2020 bushfires, which, as we know, had devastating impacts in terms of not only on people, but also on animals, buildings and homes. So our ambition is to restore the damaged landscapes and provide a development of a long-term blueprint for addressing wildfire and disaster resilience.
We mentioned the 100 million. It's a big, big, big number. Have you partnered with other companies, other organizations to bring this project to life?
So at MasterCard, that's the way in which we work. We really do believe in partnership. And from a global partnership perspective, the Priceless Planet Coalition is guided by the expertise of our forest restoration partners, and they are Conservation International and World Resources Institute, and our new advisory committee. With these strategic partners, the coalition employed rigorous science-based best practices to identify three restoration locations: Kenya, Brazil, and Australia. Importantly, we need to make the support of people out there who care about the world we live in and want to make a difference.
Mentioning Kenya, we actually have Peter that's on the show today from the World Resource Institute expert. Peter, can you tell us more about Kenya and the project there?
Thank you very much. WRI is working with MasterCard and the local partners in Kenya to grow 1.2 million trees in Makueni. And the aim of this program is to restore a critical water catchment and improve the livelihoods of the local people, and especially the women and the youth. Kenya predominantly relies on agriculture, especially in the rural areas. Improving this critical water catchment is a livelihood benefit that cannot be understated. We are keen to work with partners on the ground and specifically to work with MasterCard to support the improvements of the livelihoods of the local people and especially the local women and the youth in Makueni County.
I think that's the important thing, is it's partnerships, and it's how communities work together, how the world works together to restore our environment, to help against climate change, and to truly make a difference. My question, Mark, is how can consumers become more climate conscious when actually spending?
I agree. That's terribly important. And we could all benefit from education and understanding how we can go about doing that. And so one of the things we launched was a carbon calculator tool for our bank partners. And this new feature enables banks to equip people with carbon footprint data and insights to help inform consumer spending. Consumers will receive a snapshot of the carbon emissions generated by their purchases across spending categories. Banks can easily adopt and customize the feature for eco-conscious consumers by seamlessly integrating the carbon calculator into their mobile apps through new APIs that are now available at the MasterCard Developer Zone, something which is available on the web. So the MasterCard research findings revealed social media is actually driving an increase in environmentally conscious consumers. And so, you know, with 2052 respondents actually seeing information about climate change across social media channels. So this signals a growing trend towards eco-conscious spending and a consumption among people who want to turn their efforts and purchases into meaningful action for the planet. So hopefully this carbon calculator tool is just one of the many types of interventions we need to bring through to help consumers understand how to become more eco-friendly.
So important. It's in the hands of each one of us to make a difference, and tools like this will help us get there. On a more specific level, and to majority of my listeners and readers of Good Things Guide, how can South Africans get involved? How can people in South Africa get involved with this entire project?
So, Brent, by reducing waste, recycling, expanding their understanding of sustainability, supporting brands that are eco-friendly, and yes, even planting a tree of their own. Consumers can realize their potential and power to make a difference. Sharing knowledge and creating awareness on social media is also powerful. And in our recent sustainability study, we saw that 52% of respondents reported seeing information about climate change across social media channels. That's in part what the Priceless Planet Coalition aims to do through its social media channels on Priceless Planet and hashtag Priceless Planet. As it continues to unite the efforts of cities, consumers, businesses, and climate science organizations, galvanizing action to combat climate change and committing to planting 100 million trees by 2025. So the message is we can all make a difference, however small, in everyday life. And I think some of us do it, probably unconsciously. Maybe we can all become a little bit more conscious about the contribution as South Africans we can make.
There's a saying that goes, sometimes the smallest things are actually the biggest things. And by changing little things in your own life, I think we can all make a big difference for our planet. Before I let you guys go, I know you're very busy and you have a lot of work to do. Peter, I must ask, why has the WRI decided to support MasterCard on the Priceless Planet Coalition?
Thank you so much. WRI's vision for Africa is to catalyze inclusive transformation so Africa's people and landscapes can flourish. Now, we know that to achieve this, we consciously have to ensure that we bring everyone on board to achieve this impact at scale. Now, this strategic partnership between MasterCard, who work with consumers, and WRI on the other side, who work with the government at both national and the local level, as well as the local implementers, ensures that no one is left behind. And so it ensures that we collectively inspire an inclusive continental movement for sustained environmental and climate action. Secondly, in this partnership, WRI brings our evidence-based planning and decision-making tools and skills and expertise that are required to deliver a successful forest and landscape restoration program. Now, in this Priceless Planet Coalition partnership, we are working closely with MasterCard to design and develop innovative tools and approaches for supporting implementation of these restoration activities in a practical way on the ground with the aim of replication and scaling these climate actions across the continent. So the goal is just not Makueni. Yes, we're starting in Makueni now, but the goal is to scale this across the landscapes in the continent for us to be able to achieve the goals for improving people's livelihoods and ensuring the nature thrives as well. And specifically in Makueni, through this partnership, we have been able to bring together the civil society, the sub-national government, the private sector, the local communities to collaboratively plan for the landscape and have a shared understanding on the vision and goals for the landscape to develop integrated solutions that allows the local people to look at the landscape in a holistic manner to address the multiple benefits that allow them to be able to tackle climate change. This is in the lens of food security, water security, energy access, increasing household income, especially for the local women and the youth, ensuring that the massive erosion that we see in Makueni are mitigated, and we are avoiding the displacement of the local people because of flooding, and eventually improving the livelihoods of the people in Makueni in a holistic manner. So we are developing innovative integrated solutions that build climate resilience and improve the livelihoods of the people on the ground.
So here's the reality. It's so much more than just planting 100 million trees. And I know that's a broad statement because it's 100 million trees, but it goes further than that. And it really is a journey, an initiative, a campaign that is allowing our planet to thrive. Mark, Peter, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, for giving up your time and for helping me understand the campaign and for allowing all of our listeners a chance to get involved. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brent.
What an important campaign and something I'm so excited to be part of. But really, caring about the environment is something we all need to get involved in. We need to work together to become a force for good so that our planet can thrive. Follow me on social media and visit MasterCard Priceless Planet for more information about how you can get involved. That's it. Get involved. Make a difference. Look after this home we love. Wishing you guys only good things. I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.